Hello folks, this is Paramjit Singh. Thank you very much for stopping by once again to our Passing Cloud series of podcasts and webcasts. So we all know the value of doing, investing in the effort, doing the work, and whatever is required of. But we also, at the same time, sometime in my conversation with my students and in corporate environment, whenever I bring the idea that the quality of your deeds, the quality of your actions, the quality of your thoughts, the quality of your emotion is actually very much dependent upon the quality of its exactly opposite. So doing, the quality of whatever doing you are engaged in is very much dependent upon the quality of the non-doing engaged in. And whenever you drop the word of non-doing into the conversation, there's oftenly either a studied silence, a cold reception, or rolling of the eyes that goes around in the background. Because in capitalistic culture, we do not see the value of not doing. I have heard medical students saying that it's better to do something than not to do. And there may be value of doing that in certain circumstances where it is better to do something than to sit idle. But we often, as human beings, overestimate the value of interventions, and we underestimate the risk of being intervened or of that intervention. So it means that we often overvalue doing than non-doing. Now, let me invite you to consider what I mean by non-doing. Non-doing is not simply a lazy withdrawal from whatever your responsibilities are. Non-doing is a very active withdrawal from a sense of clarity. It is like, you can even think about this way, that the quality of your doing is dependent upon so many non-doings. Sleep is one, your recovery is another, your ability to stay silent is another, your ability to be disengaged from a confrontation when all the nerves are going in a hyperfire is another one. And all those things would create that quality of deeds, whatever you do, in a way which you don't understand, which a lot of people don't understand. So whenever you think of non-doing, think of sleep, think of recovery, think of silence, mental space, think of a disengagement, a very active, deliberate, intentional disengagement. So you can test drive this idea. Stop sleeping for a little while or have your sleep disturbed, and you will notice that your next day begin to become slightly compromised. And you add it up over the period of weeks and months and years, and you will notice that your quality of your work and your attention and your engagement comes down. So as with all other things, you don't let the body recover, the body will fall apart. So non-doing is not simply a kind of a lazy withdrawal from your responsibilities. It is an active act of disengagement so that you can engage with whatever is relevant and significant much more effectively. So the next time when you think of non-doing, don't think of that you are withdrawing from the responsibilities. Instead, think that you're being called upon to rest your resources so that you can do well whatever needs to be done in the next phase of the time, whether it is next day, next month, next year, next phase of your life. So practice non-doing as regularly as possible and try to manage both the doing and non-doing has to go well with each other in order for our life to be productive. So next time when somebody calls you to be non-do or engage in this active act of non-doing, see if you can remember that the quality of your conversations, the quality of your actions, the quality of your engagement, the quality of your communication, the quality of your relationship, they're all dependent upon certain non-doings, its exact opposites. And test drive this in real life. Do it for a little while and see. It means bring that sense of curiosity and reasonably non-judgmental attitude to the process. You don't have to think about it in strictest terms, but thinking about what really non-doing mean for me in my life and practice it. As I always say, the value of an idea can be drawn by test driving it. It doesn't matter who says what, but we can all, in our own privacy of our thought process, we can begin to see the value of any idea by test driving it, by making its practical use and seeing how it works or it doesn't work. So test drive this idea, the idea of non-doing, and think about that in order for me to do well, in order for me to do whatever I need and whatever I engage in, I need to practice non-doing. I need to disengage as much as I engage. I need to work hard as much as I need to don't work hard. I need to speak up as much as I don't need to speak up. I need to balance my communication with silence. I need to balance my words with a studied silence. Because when we inhabit the contradictions, we begin to see the richness of our life. See where it takes you. It may not work for you, but at least you would have test-driven this idea. Well, that's it for today. Thank you very much for being part of the conversation. If you have a prior experience about this conversation, this topic, and you would like to share something, please jump on, leave a comment, and I will join you in the conversation. If you have a thought or experience which runs counter to what I have spoken to you, please do leave it. I would love to hear your perspective and learn from whatever you have to offer. Well, until next time, thank you very much. And I will see you again. Bye-bye for now.
Please subscribe to the channel, like and share. Thank you.